Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I saw Albert Breer has been tweeting about Trey Lance, and he's reported, Trey Lance is well-liked and works his tail off. He's not as skilled a runner as the Niners had hoped, but he's a big, strong athlete. The question really is whether he can improve as a passer. He's not that natural of a thrower of the ball. But Jalen Hurts wasn't either, and he developed, so it could happen. If Lance, through his work with his personal coaches, comes back a different quarterback in the spring and lights up OTAs, I think the Niners would be thrilled. Look, I don't mean to no-duh Albert Breer here, but yeah.
If he does well, they'll be happy. Yeah, I imagine they would be.
Yeah, no-duh. Yeah, they would be very thrilled if the guy that they spent all that draft capital on turned out to develop at a pace that is frustrating early on here, but accelerates to the level of Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen. Like, by the time these guys got to year three, you started to think, all right, something there. Although Jalen Hurts is only in year, what, two?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is a better athlete, played in a better college program.
Two,
actually. And I think is a better athlete. But... you know, I'm saying that without having full knowledge of what Trey Lance can do, because nobody has any information on what he can do.
Look, if they wanted
a rumor.
If they wanted a running quarterback, the guy who they might have taken should have been Justin Fields, because Justin Fields has all the arm questions that Trey Lance has with none of the questions about mobility. Justin Fields, in a small sample size of just this year, proved that he is one of the best running quarterbacks football's ever seen throughout a single season. Like, he was an electric.
If only he could ever get a job in the NFL.
If only he could actually play for an NFL team. Wouldn't that be nice one day? Hey, maybe they trade him 2-1. So
that would not be Bears. Not
what we're talking about right now, though. Trey Lance was talking with Quincy Avery. Now, that is what? A former coach who's got a podcast, and Trey Lance was on this talking about how hard the season was for him. Multiple surgeries and obviously plenty of stress all around.
It's been hard. You know, there's days where it is really hard, especially being on the training table so much this year. It was hard some days to stay locked in, kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, honestly, especially knowing, you know, after my first surgery, getting to that point where I know I'm going to have a second surgery. I'd say that was probably the hardest stretch of just from a motivation physically standpoint. You know, my mindset is obviously I want to get as ready as I possibly can and get my body, you know, I was full lifting, lower body squats, everything like that. I just some little stuff from a balance and running and single leg standpoint that I just couldn't get past, you know, the little checkpoints that I couldn't get past. I knew I was going to have to get the second surgery. That was the hardest. But I started working with one person specifically, kind of a mental health / mental clarity coach, I guess you could call him. And that was the biggest thing for me.
Hey, sports psychologists dot the landscape right now. And if you're, you know, at a stressful point, which obviously he's been through in his career, figuring it out, getting right in between your ears sounds like a good idea. Getting right with that arm, which, remember, Ray, going into last year, there was talk of fatigue. Remember that old chestnut?
Yeah.
Well, he talked about that on this podcast.
I started throwing in May because I was rehabbing my hip. So that was when I started getting the ball back in my hand in May. So I threw from May 2020 all the way through that year, draft prep, get drafted the next April. So at that point, I had been throwing for a year straight and then go through that whole season until the next January. So I'd say probably, I don't know, about 20 months straight of throwing, you know, like I said, probably a week off in there. I don't even know if I took a whole week between that whole time, but through that whole season, yeah, I threw for probably 20 months straight.
All right. Well, sounds like he needs a little load management. Look, if that is what caused the still not even technically confirmed rumor of arm fatigue, but I guess he just kind of said, yeah, my arm was a little tired right there. But I never thought that it was going to be a difference or a fork in the road of who he might be as a quarterback. I don't think any element of Trey Lance's physical anything is going to determine whether or not he's going to be a successful quarterback. As a matter of fact, I think when you look at him physically, there's nothing but promise of a successful NFL quarterback there. The question is, can he see the field? Can he deliver the ball? Is he comfortable the way that Brock Purdy, who doesn't have the physicals, had a level of seeing what needed to be done in this offense and just reading and reacting quickly because of all the live football reps he had taken in college that he hadn't had? Trey Lance's problems aren't his body, his kinesiology, the way that he moves, the way that he throws. Trey Lance's problems are he hasn't done it enough.
There's still a question about the accuracy of his arm. I mean, Breer sort of referred to that. And I think we don't actually know how complete a quarterback Lance is. And I'm not trying to basically spit in the soup bucket, but he is at a stage now where he's going to be a rookie for the third straight year. And football is a notoriously impatient place. And the 49ers are going to be particularly impatient because their Super Bowl window or Super Bowl contender window may not stay open that much longer. These tend to close quicker than people realize. And the 49ers have already had like 4 years where it's been open.
They get 2 more years realistically in front of them.
Maybe. They only have the one.
Right.
I think Kyle Shanahan's decision is not going to be about anything other than what gets me closest, fastest. And right now, I mean, I don't know that you can say that Lance is first to the trough there just because he hasn't done anything. And it's not, you know, because he's failed. It's because he hasn't been there. Purdy, even though he has a bit of a track record, it's still only 9 games. So he's not that much further along. So I have a feeling that this is going to be a genuinely annoying and open competition.
It might be, but I will say that 9-game sample size, although it's not voluminous.
Voluminous.
It was definitive.
Maybe, but you know what? We thought this was definitive a year ago, and it turned out not to be, too. And
we had a voluminous amount of conversation about it. I do remember.
Oh, no, we talked about it endlessly to the point where I wanted to put 2 bullets in my eyes in case the first one didn't take. But Kyle Shanahan has shown time and again that he deals with exigent circumstances. And that is, what's the thing I need now? He would like to have had this planned out for the future, but you know, circumstances have prevented that. I mean, he wanted to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, and then not only didn't, but put him back in the starting lineup when he had to, and they were an excellent team. So what I'm saying is, he's incredibly open-minded here on this, because he has to be.
He did clear up, I guess, one point of contention, controversy, whatever you want to call it. Remember when Rand Carthon, who came from the Niners organization, was elevated to the next general manager of the Tennessee Titans? And he basically went on Instagram and gave the crossed fingers emoji, which a lot of people looked at. And because emojis are hieroglyphics and need to be interpreted, and you didn't use your actual big boy adult words, everyone was like, well, what does he mean? What does he mean? Does he mean he wants to be a Tennessee Titan? Does he mean he wants to follow Rand Carthon? Blah, 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 blah. Here he is on all that.
I just want to support guys. Like, I'll repost my Instagram today. This whole season was probably more of a 49ers fan page than anything, you know? Like, just showing guys support. Ray Ray's got a cool outfit. Aziz got a cool video, friend, whatever it was. And then, obviously, the Rand stuff. So me and Rand got real close over the last, I wouldn't say super close, but we talked on the regular. He'd bring his boys in. I would hang out with his kids in the training room. So it was always, for me, it was huge. Like, just, I mean, they were like a shining light. Like, they come in and show me how many push-ups they could do and stuff like that. So just getting to know someone's family like that, I was super happy for him for the opportunity. So, yeah, the fingers crossed emojis now. Like, man, I'm crossing you my fingers. I'm going to be a Tennessee Titan.
You just show support. Like, it's your
Totally. Like, I cross my fingers, man. I love it here. I don't ever want to be anywhere else.
So there you go. Whole bunch of much ado about nothing. One more on the queue with Quincy Avery, who was his former quarterback coach or podcast.
That's probably my number one used emoji, too. I didn't know. Kyle told me the next morning, I remember, we walked into install meeting. Kyle's like, have you seen everything? People saying we're going to the Titans and stuff? I'm like, man, what are you talking about? And he's like, I just saw it. He's like, this, you know, this people talking crazy. People don't know what they're talking about, whatever. He's like, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, I'm sure Kyle thought it was funny. Now, look, hey, man, when you leave a door cracked open for people to interpret things their own way, it's exactly what's going to happen.
You don't even have to leave it open. Some people will just kick it down.
Right. He could have actually tweeted, I never want to be a Tennessee Titan, but good luck, Ran. And someone would have said, do you think he really wants to follow Ron Carth into the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah. And no, it's you know, the narrative always precedes the fact. And sometimes when there are no facts at all, the narrative is the only thing you got. So
while we're talking quarterbacks, let me ask you this. Because basically, we've got seven or eight teams. No doubt about it. Seven or eight teams that are officially looking quarterback this offseason. Raiders, Jets, Titans, Panthers, Saints, Texans, Buccaneers, Colts, Washington, and maybe the Atlanta Falcons. How in love with Desmond Ridder are they? We'll find out. So we have a pretty decent handful of teams looking quarterback. And Ray, it's an offseason where we got a decent handful of quarterbacks looking for teams. Derek Carr, obviously, remove him from the Raiders equation. What do you got? It's going to be fascinating to find out. Aaron Rodgers, when he removes himself from the dark room, what decision does he make? And where would he land? What's that look like? Maybe he's just right back in Green Bay. I don't know. Lamar Jackson, what if he were actually removed from the Baltimore Ravens or John Harbaugh? Is he still an MVP caliber player? Can he stay healthy? Would he be a plug and play path to success for the team that got into the Lamar Jackson business right away? Justin Fields, as we said, remove him from the Bears. What would a team be willing to trade? What kind of player would you get? Baker Mayfield, he has been removed from the team that drafted him, the team that then traded for him, and then the second team that traded for him, the Los Angeles Rams at the very end there. So a lot of humble pie is the only meal that Baker Mayfield has eaten. What does that do to his future? Jimmy Garoppolo, Ray, enough said. No need to recap any element of that. And then there's Bryce Young. Would you be more than willing to forego all the experience of all the quarterbacks that we just mentioned to take a shot at Bryce Young, the former Alabama quarterback? You know, can't help but probably notice that there are former Alabama quarterbacks dotting some pretty successful football operations right now, and he fancies himself capable of doing that one day. Who knows? It's going to be a really interesting quarterback offseason.
Well, and don't forget C.J. Stroud, too, who's probably going to be the number two pick.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in the argument, too. And then Anthony Richardson from Florida, who's going to be picked no lower than sixth, probably. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of quarterback movement. And because it's all sort of either sort of secondhand guys or quarterbacks who you can't basically bet on because the draft 2 years ago that had all these quarterbacks has produced almost none. And I think the movement is probably going to lead to more movement because at some point, teams have to figure out what the philosophy of having a quarterback is. Do you get take one and stay with them because patience is better than impatience? I mean, do you look at Jalen Hurts as the new model? Or do you just go, I'm going to just keep doing this until I get lucky? Because that's where the Jets are right now. They took Zach Wilson believing their quarterback problems were solved. They're worse off now than ever. It's, you know, there is no guiding truth about quarterback acquisition that's going on in the NFL now, and I think it's more convoluted now than ever.
By the way, the New York Jets, fans, the NFL is already like, they're just dying to put the Jets and Aaron Rodgers together. What would that look like? I would like to tell you right now that if Aaron Rodgers were to be in New York facing that media every single day, I'm not saying it's Kyrie or Kevin Durant, but it's a disaster waiting to happen. Aaron Rodgers has been an outstanding quarterback. He was the right guy cast for the Green Bay Packers. I think he would be the wrong guy cast for the New York Jets because he's got rabbit ears. He pretends to be above it all. I think he would get eaten alive in New York. I really do.
He might also get eaten alive in New York because the Jets stink. Who's their running back? Don't have one.
Well, he got hurt last year.
What?
He got hurt last year.
But that's no guarantee that he's going to come back good. And the Jets haven't had an offense worth looking at in years. They don't block well. Their best wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, who is okay but not special.
Just one offensive rookie of the year.
But not somebody you're going to go, that's my franchise guy.
Here's what they got. They got a little bit of a weapon there, and they got a defense.
Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to say is, Aaron Rodgers is not by nature a patient human being.
No.
And if you have even young talent, which I don't think they have a lot of on that side of the ball, his withering glance is going to make that just another hellscape. I think the Jets is a terrible place just in terms of football. I mean, never mind the media. I mean, you know, they can make noise, but at this point, Aaron Rodgers gets noise on a national level. I mean, it's not like he's sequestered in Green Bay. He doesn't like the guys in Green Bay either. This is a media problem that Aaron Rodgers has created that he would have even if he went to Jacksonville.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.